Provence is one of the richest regions in France for artists. The evidence is plentiful in churches, religious congregations, museums, and collectors' premises. The Musée des Beaux-Arts de Nîmes is no exception. The works on display in this room illustrate one particular theme, the landscape, from the early 19th century to the first quarter of the 20th century. Nature, viewed for its own sake, became a subject of choice for the middle classes, who were becoming more powerful. The French Midi region was to play an innovative role at the center of this evolution by highlighting the structure of the landscape through the abundance of light, made up of a warm palette bursting with color. The landscape was designed to be the main subject. Grésy and Loubon liked to structure it, whereas Hurard and Cézot took a more free-flowing approach. Others, like Chabot, chose to work it in large flat areas of color. Drawing gave way to form, as in Montenard's work. Some artists, like Cordouan and Roure, used figures and houses as simple indications of proportion. Paths were bathed in light. Cast shadows imposed dark shapes, playing with the contrasts. The palette could be very bright and warm. These artists all loved to paint sky, water, and Mediterranean vegetation. Critics and art historians classified these artists according to their association with a certain region or master. So we hear talk of the Marseille School, the Toulon Group, the Avignon School. In Marseille, Émile Loubon sponsored Grésy and Ponchin. In Toulon, Vincent Cordouan assumed the role of master, while the artists of the Avignon school gathered around Pierre Grivola. They are particularly well represented in this collection. This can be explained by the personality of the donor and collector, Gaston Bouzonquet, who was very close to the Groupe des Treize, the Group of 13, a group of artists from Avignon.